This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So, Air Supply is in town. A week from Saturday, they're going to be at Ameristar.
I joined their fan club.
You are their fan club.
Oh, Scott, let me tell you, that place will be packed with women my age who are all screaming those lyrics right back at the band.
Will they be throwing up large balloon-sized underpants?
And can I just tell you all something, because I deal in the truth here on this very program. During the break, I was in the studio. Scott left for a moment, and then he came back, and I was blaring this. I look over, and Scott goes, "Mick and Doug."
No, yes. You know.
You were singing every single word.
Because I know Air Supply. You said, "Making love," and I go, "Making love."
You participated.
I was singing the background harmony.
Dan, he was leaning straight on into that hit.
Yeah, methinks thou doth protest too much.
Thank Dana wants to take Johnny to see Air Supply.
And again, torture that I do not think he should be subjected to.
I agree. Okay. I think it actually should be a crime.
Yeah.
And I wrote him at 3:10 this afternoon, and I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how badly do you want to see Air Supply? His response. That depends. Will Dana be singing along?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
To which I responded,
voraciously.
Yes, and loudly, I need an honest response soon. He wrote back, and I think he's gelling the numbers a little bit here. He wrote back, 5, maybe a 6.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's better than I thought it would be.
He's trying to remain neutral.
There's more. I would happily go, but probably not something I would seek out. Translation.
My good boy.
Translation. May God be with me.
You left out one very critically important fact when you asked him if he would go see Air Supply. Yeah. If you had been honest and said, go see Air Supply, ... at Ameristar.
What does that have anything to do with it?
Oh my gosh, we'll gamble. We'll gamble, do some Air Supply, gamble, go home. It's a great date night.
He's probably waiting for you to ask him to go.
I'm going to ask him for a proper date. Say, would you like to go see Air Supply with me?
Well, wait, why would he want to lose money and have his ears bleeding the same night?
And let's be honest, masculine.
I'm telling you, there are a lot.
There's only going to be one other man. There'll be one more man there, and it's going to be Wink Starrett. No. He'll be the only one.
Call him right now. Call him right now.
He'll be the only one.
Call Will Starrett right now. I'm being serious.
Sam, would you be
and
so
see if he will go with us? And by us, I mean the show. I think we should all go.
What will there be more of, men or oxygen tanks?
My gosh.
Wow.
Sam Stevie.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I just go on down in front, and that security guard can't even hold me. I go right down front.
I think oxygen tanks over men. That's what I think.
Yeah, the security guard can't handle you because he's also 90.
What's also going to be hilarious when Scott goes to this show is how much you're going to love it. Okay. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Do you want to play a quick round while we're waiting?
I do.
Basically finish that line?
I do.
Okay. While we're waiting to see if we can get a wink.
Is it making love out of nothing at all?
Nope.
Making love.
Nope.
Okay.
All right, ready? Yep. Here's a line. You need to finish this lyric, then tell me who it is, and if you can, what song it is.
Okay.
Go, 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 shorty, it's your birthday.
We're going to party like it's your birthday. Going to drink Bacardi like it's your birthday. That's 50 Cent. Yes, it is.
Do you know the name of the song?
It's that song, In the Club.
Wow.
I love that song.
That's rather
impressive.
Would
have never gotten that.
I love Go, Go, Go. The beginning of that song, Scott, you would love.
Okay. I know the song. I like it. It don't need money. Don't take fame.
Don't need no credit card to ride this train. That is Huey Lewis. Boom.
Song?
Power of Love.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Wink Sterrett on the KMZ hotline. Wink, good afternoon.
I miss you terribly. How are you?
I miss you both. How are you?
We're doing well. Are you aware that Air Supply is going to be in Kansas City on Saturday, May 17th?
I was not aware of that factoid until about 2.5 seconds ago.
Wink, you got to come into town. We got to go, man. It's one of my all-time favorite shows. I know every word to every song.
Okay. And let me say, I've already seen Air Supply, at least twice, maybe three times.
Okay. I'm right there with you.
And yes, you can't overdo it when it comes to Air Supply.
So they're a perpetual jam, is what you're saying.
Clearly.
Yes, and Scott, you will mock me for saying this.
No.
But Dana, you will probably back me up for saying this. Air Supply rocks much harder in concert than they do on the album.
Dare I say, Wink, that they make all the stadiums rock?
Yes, they do.
If you had to rank, and it's very hard to do this, but if you had to rank the top five all-time greatest Air Supply songs, where would you start? I don't even know where I would start, but I'm going to let you, I'm going to defer to the king of light rock.
I would begin with starting at number one and working my way down.
Okay.
I would start with Here I Am. That's Just When I Thought I Was Over You. That's number one.
Mm.
Lost in Love goes to number two.
Ooh, Lost in Love is good.
All Out of Love is three.
Ooh.
And then just mix in everything else because it's, you know.
I mean, even The Nights Are Better, Every Woman in the World.
Right. Yeah, that's probably four and five for me, to be honest.
Okay.
And then you have to put, for me, you have to put Making Love Out of Nothing at All last.
Last.
Okay, now that's one of my favorite songs. Tread Carefully, Wink. Why?
Well, I don't like Jim Steinman.
Okay.
And he's the one who did that. He produced all of Meatloaf's stuff, which I don't like. He produced Total Eclipse of the Heart, which I don't like.
He also destroyed Billy Squire.
That is true, yes. So it's a Jim Steinman thing. I don't know what it is about Jim Steinman records. I don't like him.
No, Wink. You know what I think it is? I think when the drums come in toward the end, it gets a little too hard. That's what I think it is.
I don't think it's that. No, I think you're overthinking it.
Wink, it's been a month of Sundays since we did a jam or no jam. Can I do one song with you? And I'll give you a hint. It is an Air Supply song.
Over the Phone is really hard, but I'll give it a shot.
So I'm going to give you, instead of the traditional 0.3 seconds, I'm going to give you a full half a second.
I'm sorry, and it is or is not an Air Supply song?
It is an Air Supply song, and it is a hit.
Will it make all my demons be gone?
And I'm literally going to give you a half a second, okay?
Give me the goods.
Here it comes. Are you ready?
I'll do my best. Oh, Even the Nights Are Better, jam.
Clearly. Together. Oh, it's so good. Since I found you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm telling you, Wink, I'm going to send an email and see if we can't get tickets for the show to go, and I want you to go.
Okay, we'll see what we can make happen.
And then we'll get backstage passes, and I won't know who I'm talking to.
You will know, because you'll be making love at that point out of nothing at all.
Well, I hope not.
I don't want to hear about him making love backstage, that's all.
Making love!
Out of nothing at all?
Simmer down now.
How does one make love out of nothing at all?
Very carefully.
It's a song. Don't read into it too much.
You know, people love to make fun of Yacht Rock Wink, but those two boys have sold billions of albums.
Well, millions.
Yes. Well, millions. But yes, they have sold quite well. They've done very well for themselves.
And they are still touring, and they still pack those, maybe not stadiums, but Ameristar-ish type venues.
I was going to say, they are the kings of the casino concert. You know it's at a casino if it's Air Supply.
They let that casino rock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
We love you, brother. We will see you in the morning.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Talk soon.
Be well. Take care, my friend.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, every once in a while, we're not looking to make something a topic necessarily. We just want to read from the Lawrence Police Department's Facebook page, which we will do now. An unidentified man is in custody following a bizarre and violent encounter with officers at the Casey's General Store on 6th Street. Officers were initially called to the store just before 3 p.m., for a report of a transient man in the store bathroom with a dog refusing to leave. Officers entered the bathroom and discovered the man naked.
Oh boy.
And exhibiting lewd and lascivious behavior. Officers attempted to arrest the man, and he refused to stop. He then began fighting the officers, who radioed for emergency assistance. The man was tased twice, but continued to fight. Eventually,
twice, and he kept fighting?
Eventually, officers were able to get the naked man in handcuffs, but the man continued to resist being restrained. And while still in the cramped bathroom, the man bit onto his dog's ear and neck and refused to let go.
Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad, kids. Very bad.
Man was taken to the hospital for evaluation. He was then taken to the Douglas County Correctional Facility and booked on a litany of charges.
Can you describe the lewd and lascivious behavior?
No, I will not.
Okay. I think we can figure that one out.
Multiple officers suffered minor injuries during the scuffle, including an officer who was treated at the hospital for a puncturing bite wound from the suspect. They took the dog to the Lawrence Humane Society for treatment and evaluation of the dog's injuries. There's so much going on there in one police report. I don't know how you would code this. We've got lewd and lascivious. We've got
bit dog.
Bitten dog. We have assault on the law enforcement officer.
Please don't leave out he continued to fight after being tased twice.
That's the resisting the arrest charge.
No, that's the PCP.
Correct. One could surmise.
Yeah, yes.
It's all
My
very methy.
God.
It makes you a much stronger person than you normally would
we
be.
We still do not have an identity on that guy, by the way.
Do you think he even knows who he is? He's naked in a bathroom with a dog, Dana.
That he bit down on. No, Scott, I don't think he knows who he is. Okay. I don't.
Okay. Michael Mackey is on the Dana and Parks poop list today.
Why is that?
I'm going to tell you why. Do you remember what we spoke with Michael Mackey about roughly a week and a half ago?
The release of his new book.
Yeah, do you remember the title for that book?
Yes, you have 4 seconds.
4 minutes. But
sorry.
You have 4 minutes.
Yeah.
That would be a very brief interview.
Hello.
Hello. Time.
So did we talk to Michael Mackey about his book for roughly 10, 11 minutes?
We did.
Did we have him read an excerpt from his book?
We're chapter 9.
You have 4 minutes?
Yes.
You read the chapter about you and me? He just wrote on Facebook within the past 20 minutes, and so it begins. And so it begins.
Mm-hmm.
This morning on 90.9 The Bridge,
I did
my first bit of book promotion for You Have 4 Minutes. I did my first bit of book promotion for You Have 4 Minutes.
That's inaccurate.
I wrote back on his Facebook page.
Inaccurate.
We had you on Dana and Parks a week and a half ago. We are hurt that was not considered your first bit of book promotion.
I just wrote inaccurate.
What are we, chopped liver?
I didn't mean to put you on the top-rated Dana and Parks program.
It's okay.
Well, you know, the next time I need a fill-in host, maybe I'll just call Jesse Reed.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
We are going to jump from Lawrence to K-State and then back here to Kansas City. Follow me here. Breaking news. Netflix is set to release a compelling documentary double chronicling the remarkable career of Bill Snyder, the legendary football coach who transformed Kansas State University's football program from a perennial loser into a national powerhouse. This will be a two-parter, and I do not see when that will be released, but it is called Bill Snyder.
Wow, that's
My Football Life. I believe it's My Football Life.
It is aptly named.
Okay.
Bill Snyder.
Then let's go to Kansas City. And I don't know if we want to do this as a topic now. Do we want to bring this back? We have got to talk about the firefighter and the Westport and the crash and the deaths. And do you want to save that for 5?
The firefighter?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to talk about death in the 5 o'clock hour.
Well, this is more about the city.
I understand, but it involves 3 people losing their lives.
So
and that's what I'm saying.
Sam, I'm going to pull you into this in here for a variety of reasons, but bear with me here. This is from the Reality Check section of the Kansas City Star today. A Kansas City firefighter who killed 3 in that awful Westport crash. Remember the fire truck ran the red light, hit the car. The car hit the just absolutely awful. The headline reads, now he could get a nearly $1 million payout.
He killed 3 people.
The Kansas City firefighter responsible for the deaths of 3 people in a December 2021 traffic crash in Westport that cost taxpayers more than $3 million in damages could now receive $915,000 from the city to settle a grievance case filed on his behalf by his union. According to the agenda for its regular meeting on Thursday afternoon, the city council is set today to consider approving the settlement, which would appear to end 2 years of litigation between the firefighters union and the city that began when the fire department suspended him without pay and announced its intention to fire him after, again, he killed 3 people.
What is it with the city of Kansas City, Missouri, and all this settling that's going on? We had a story in the stack, we didn't get to it yesterday, where the mayor, Quentin Lucas, is now calling on the state to help them with their city funds because of
the lawsuits.
All the police department settlements that they've engaged in over the last couple of years. No, we're not settling with you. You killed 3 people. We're going to court.
Sam, that's why I'm bringing you in, because there are many lawsuits that the city has paid out. That Scott is right. The city is asking the state for a bailout.
$14 million recently. Issued to Ricky Kidd. We can all get behind that one. He was wrongfully imprisoned for 23
imprisoned.
Years.
That one I stand behind.
We can get behind that. $14 million for him. $4 million for the family of Cameron Lamb. We all know that story, of course, involving Eric DeVolcanier.
$900,000 now for the firefighter.
And go ahead and tack on the other nearly $1 million that we had to pay out because of our previous city manager. Well, because of allegations regarding our previous.
Now, keep in mind, you guys, the department announced the disciplinary action against the firefighter when he pleaded guilty in February of 2023 to three counts of involuntary manslaughter. Now,
we're going to court.
Keep in mind, Scott, he could have gone to prison up to 12 years on the three deaths. That he chose not to go to trial in exchange for his plea. He avoided the trial.
Now he's back on the fire department staff.
He got 3 years probation and was ordered to perform 40 hours of community service.
And I believe already got back pay.
After the guilty plea, the union stepped in and said, we want back pay and his job reinstated. You know, do I think that firefighter woke up that morning and thought, I'm going to go to a call that is then aborted, by the way, the call was even called off, and end up killing three Kansas Citians? No, I don't. Of course I don't think he woke up that morning and thought that. But do actions that involve the deaths of three of our citizens not have consequences? And it appears not only were there no consequences,
he's going to be rewarded.
He's going to get almost $1 million.
And you want the city to fight the union, the firefighters union?
Yes, I want the city to say, we're taking this to court. You don't get to continue on an aborted fire call, kill three people, and then get a bonus of $1 million.
I agree
with you. You don't get it.
That, according to the Kansas City Star today, is what is about to happen.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Handful of sports-related stories here real quick, if I may. Story here from the USA Today, the most expensive premium ticket package to attend next year's FIFA World Cup in the United States. This is the most expensive premium package.
Okay.
It will cost you more than $70,000.
Okay. That's if you're like Taylor Swift or something, but okay.
It gives you a venue option that allows you to watch every match, 6 to 9 matches, hosted at a single location, or a 4-match option for any World Cup location, and a follow my team option for most teams.
Okay, I'm not trying to top that, but I'm going to try here.
Okay.
The Savannah Bananas are coming to Kansas City. Can you still score a ticket?
No.
Probably not. Where are they playing?
You guys, the Savannah Bananas are coming to Kansas City May 23rd and 24th and are set to face the Firefighters. It is expected to be a popular game, but getting tickets isn't as easy as some other KC sports teams. With just weeks to go, many are left wondering, how do I get tickets? Unfortunately, there isn't a great option for most.
They're not playing the party animals?
Fans.
They're going in the big leagues this time. They're going to Kauffman.
They are going to Kauffman. They just sold out some 80,000 people stadium.
It was in it was at Clemson. And the last time the Savannah Bananas were here, they played at the Monarch Stadium in KC.
Not anymore.
So I know somebody who got
lottery tickets.
They won the lottery, just like the Masters, just like the Kentucky Derby. You have to enter a lottery. They won. Now, there are a bunch for sale online.
If you believe that they're actually verified tickets.
$280 a pop, nosebleeds.
And by the way, they are going to sell out Kauffman Stadium.
If you want to sit on the outfield just above the...
I hope they pay their players a lot more than one would think.
There's one ticket for sale for $5,000.
All right, simmer down. I hope that they give their players a lot of money. And why are they not playing the party animals? That is their Washington Generals to the Harlem Globetrotters team.
I don't know. I want to go. And I told you, I got invited to go the last time they were here, and I had something else going on. I just didn't realize how great. I mean, they just did a piece on them on 60 Minutes a few weeks ago.
There's actually a 6-part series, I think, on Netflix about them and how they went from being just a minor league team when they were bought by this one guy. He wanted to turn them into basically the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, and he's done it.
Not looking to make this a topic, but Sam was out in the newsroom yesterday, and we have now seen the video from the opposite viewpoint of the fan that fell over onto the field at the Padres game. So I walk into the newsroom.
Pirates game?
Pirates game. Yeah. I walk into the newsroom and Sam's like, oh my gosh. So apparently when this poor kid fell, and he took his first steps yesterday, by the way, so he's sort of sort of, he's on the mend. You know, he's really, really hurt bad, but on the mend.
Broken neck, broken back, broken collarbone.
Because how high is that wall, Sam? Anyway,
21 feet.
Okay. So I walk in, Sam goes, oh my gosh. And I go, what? Someone was sitting behind him. Would you say 6 or 7 rows behind him, Sam?
A couple of rows, yeah.
And happened to be filming right before the RBI double was hit that caused everybody to jump up and out of their seats and scream and cheer. For whatever reason, someone was filming right behind.
Okay.
RBI double is hit. This kid, Scott, it's exactly how we sort of thought it played out. But when you watch it from behind, you describe it, Sam.
Yeah, so you can see the gentleman who fell on the far right side of the screen. The ball is hit. Everybody jumps up. As he is jumping, his hand is already on the rail. So kind of like a pendulum swinging, his momentum is kind of launching him over
already.
The rail because of, you know, he is jumping into the air.
And he's really tall.
Hand is on the rail, and his calves or his shins hit the rail, and then his stomach hit the rail, but his momentum was already taking him over the rail. He tries the whole time. You can see
it clear
as day to hang on to this rail. And he just went straight over and straight down.
And it's so scary. There's this moment where his poor girlfriend and his buddy, they were all three sitting in that front row together, when he just got so excited, he jumped up and then Mary Lou Retton'd himself. Like, the bar was right at his hips and flew over. There's a split second where you can tell, Sam, his girlfriend and his buddy literally do not even know what just happened. It happened so fast.
Because once there was three of us, now there's only two
Correct.
Of us. He's given his first interview to the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, where he says, and I quote, he felt like he broke everything. Quoting here from Kaven Markwood, I'm all right. I can't really sleep. I have a lot of back pain. His doctor says, I'm happy to say that he has progressed well. He's at a point now where he is off the breathing machine. He's out of the intensive care unit and is preparing to move on to the next step, which will be physical therapy and rehab.
God bless him. Did he say anything? Does he remember it? Or is that one of those things where it happens, does your life flash in front of your mind and it happens really slowly? Or does it just happen so fast that one minute you're cheering for your team and the next minute you're knocked out? It knocked him out, obviously.
Considering the fact that he lost consciousness, odds are he does
not remember it.
Remember what happened.
I'm just so glad he's alive.
John Daly, who came out of nowhere in 1991 to win the PGA Championship, will not be attending nor playing, of course, in the PGA Championship this year. Not unlike the Masters, if you win the PGA Championship, you automatically get to play.
You get to come back.
In all future PGA Championships. John Daly says instead he will be playing in Birmingham, Alabama at the Regions Tradition.
Okay.
Which is the first of 5 majors on the senior tour.
Yeah, he's not getting any younger. And if you know that you cannot compete, you are so competitive as a career professional golfer. If you know you cannot compete with the Scottie Schefflers of the world, why not go to a lesser, I don't want to say a lesser tournament, but a different tournament where you can compete and still win some money.
Says John Daly, and I have to give him credit for this, I can go there to the PGA Championship, miss the cut again, and get $6,000.
Yeah.
Or I can go play in Birmingham. I love the Regions. They're a great sponsor.
Good. Good.
At least he's honest. He hasn't made the cut at the PGA Championship in 13 years. He knows if he goes this year, he's not going to make the cut. He's going to get $6,000 and go about your way.
He's growing. He's growing as a person.
Well,
growing and changing.
And now we have some insight on why Shedeur Sanders was not drafted until late in the NFL draft.
Beg your pardon.
The former Colorado quarterback, son of Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, lasted until the 5th round when the Cleveland Browns drafted him 144th overall. Says one high-ranking executive with an NFL team, it's never strictly football. I think his dad's involvement hurt him. Some of the things his dad said, I think that weighed on people's minds. It was talent-based, said another top executive with an NFC team.
But
there were other factors, but you can't chalk it all up to that. We liked Sanders, said another one. But you can't separate the other stuff from his physical abilities. The other stuff that this top executive alluded to did not involve any of the major off-the-field issues such as arrests or substance abuse,
it's his dad,
that can get a prospect removed from a team's draft board. Instead, they express concerns about Sanders' leadership style and his flashy persona that included flexing a customized diamond-studded watch that he wore during games and promoting his personal clothing line to legendary.
Even Shiloh said that his dad was his agent and he could not get a team to sign him. He hired another agent and was signed almost immediately.
Yeah, it's
also a fan. Did you see this a couple of days ago? A fan has sued the NFL. $100 million.
Yes.
They say that Shedeur Sanders' late draft pick provided them an excessive amount of emotional distress.
For the love of
and trauma.
God in heaven, grow up.
They thought he was going to go in the first round. They were excited.
There's another executive in this story that said, quote, "We never had him as a first round pick. No one did."
Know about that. But he certainly wasn't fifth round. Although, did you see the post from Tom Brady?
No.
Is this about the roasting?
I was picked 199th.
Oh.
Just keep fighting, man.
Well, and Tom Brady is also speaking out today about the Netflix roast. The roast of Tom Brady may have been well done, but it was a rare... Okay, can we stop with the steak puns here? But it was a rare regret for the former quarterback. In 2024, the former NFL quarterback, current minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, was the subject of the roast of Tom Brady, which was streamed on Netflix.
I couldn't watch it.
On a recent episode of the Impulsive podcast, Brady detailed that the roast was, quote, tough on his kids.
Yep.
I do understand that for my kids, it was really hard. There are some things as a parent that you blank up and you don't realize it until after, like, you know, we're not perfect parents. You'll see as you grow up. There's no perfect manual for it. And you got to evaluate yourself as a parent, too, all the time. They're protective, they being his kids.
Yes.
They're protective of their mom, of their dad, of everybody. He added that his children, quote, asked, what was the point of that in regards to the roast?
He's super famous. He's going to get ribbed from time to time.
No, you know what, Sam? That was one roast, and I don't like conflict. You know that. They make me very uncomfortable when I'm watching the roast, and everyone's kind of like nervously giggling because the jokes are funny but not funny. It went too far.
I mean, it's not like he got filleted.
Really?
I thought the roast was well done.
Oh, no, no, no. That was one where I was like, oh, my gosh, be done. I felt bad for his kids.
Be well done?
Are you done?
No, but I will be well.
I mean, he could get just as much critique on a New York strip.
Okay, I'm out. I'm out. Also not funny.
Oh,
the roast,
funny.
Not funny. Also not funny.
913-586. 7798. By the way, this story from CBS, an inmate who was put to death last month in South Carolina's second firing squad execution was conscious and likely in pain for up to a minute after the bullets missed their target and failed to quickly stop his heart. An autopsy photo of Mikhail Mahdi's torso showed only two wounds from the three prison employees who volunteered for the firing squad, and all three had live ammunition. So somebody completely missed. Somebody completely missed the target.
He wasn't even moving.
They were 10 feet away.
Sam,
closer than you and me. And somebody completely missed the target. The target being the prisoner.
My God. We just don't do this well in the United States on any level.
The prison suggested that the pathologist who performed the autopsy may have misunderstood and that two bullets entered the body at the same spot.
Okay.
Well, how does that... What? Also, if we're going to be suing because of the length of how long it took to die than every single family of every single death row inmate ever can sue, because the electric chair and the injection are both very painful.
What about
and
nitrogen?
Take a while.
What about nitrogen?
Well, that's the most painful and slowest.
Can we talk about anything else?
Well, we have a no-death talk coming up at 5 o'clock, so I thought I'd get them all in.
Well, I was going to ask you about the Florida woman and the gator, but...
Well, Dana says... I love her like the sister I never had. Dana goes, is there an update on the woman who was killed by the gator? And I looked at Dana and go, still dead.
That is not what I meant.
They reached out for comment.
I mean, how does that happen in 2 feet of water? And also, they were in a canoe. I'm not saying you don't go canoeing.
You don't go canoeing in Florida.
If I was going to be in a watercraft of some kind, you would want it to be something that had a little heft to the underneath of it. I mean, you're a rafter, Sam.
I'm not suggesting foul play here. I don't know enough detail to even remotely suggest
that. They went over
that.
Do you hear what happened? The canoe went over the gator.
Oh, I've taken a canoe down a short waterfall before. It's hard to fall out of a canoe.
Well, here's what happened. The canoe went over the alligator in Florida in this body of water and just maybe lightly brushed the top of the alligator's body. So the alligator reared up like a shark and was thrashing like a crazy thing. And that's what tipped the canoe. So to the alligator's like sort of defense, it thought it was being attacked.
But he didn't fall out.
He did try to help her, Sam. 60 years old.
Do we know that for a fact?
Yes.
Like I said, I'm not suggesting any kind of foul play here, but it's very suspicious to me that she fell out of this canoe. Either she's not very good in a canoe, and I'm not victim blaming.
Sam, the alligator jumped up. Like a crazy thing.
I'm with Dana on this.
It tipped the canoe, Sam. It just is I don't even want to say a freak accident, because if you're canoeing around gators, I don't like those canoes. They're too tippy-tippy.
I'm not saying that these two people brought this on themselves. I'm not going to victim blame here. What I am going to say is maybe...
Canoe is probably not the best... in that type of body of water.
Maybe if we live in Florida, we find a different kind of sea vessel to go in.
They caught two alligators, one more than 11 feet long.
Tell me they didn't kill the alligator for being an animal.
I am not sure what happened to the gator.
Well, I hope the gator is still alive.
Well, Florida's alligator population exceeds 1 million gators.
913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum has the news coming your way in exactly 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.